Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The right fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Vergess. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clarence Mitchell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Clarence Mitchell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kritz moves to third. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a fly ball towards right. Kiler catches it and throws to home to double up Kritz. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leach. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, English applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kiler. The throw from Hagen and he is safe. Kiler steals second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English takes first base on ball four. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby bunts towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hornsby for the out. Kiler moves to third. English moves to second. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball towards right. Lindstrom catches it and throws to home to double up Kiler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell fires to first and has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Jackson, who tags Wilson for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ott, who is chasing the ball. Gerges reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mitchell. Gerges scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hagen moves to second. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritz hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Kritz reaches second base with a double. Hagen scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Kritz scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vergez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Ott moves to second. One out. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0-for-1 in the game. Vergez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Verghese reaches second base with a double. Ott scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hagen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kritz hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Leach hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Verghese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verghese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Verghese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Verghese reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. Shanti Hagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hagan is walked intentionally. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. English hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kritz hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terry moves to third. Ott moves to second. One out. Johnny Verghese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verghese is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Verghese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hagen is walked intentionally. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Terry scores. Ott scores. Hagen moves to third. It's 6-1, Giants. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Taylor pinch hits for Pat Malone. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ott. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie May now pitching. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 4 in the game. Lindstrom takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.